there from Brussels. The time is now 11 minutes to 7. What's the best way to deal with someone who's just had a stroke? Well, it may be putting them into artificial hibernation. Dr. Malcolm McLeod is a stroke researcher at Edinburgh University and runs the European, or president of the Stroke Research Network for Hypothermia. I didn't know there was such a network, Dr. McLeod. What is this about putting people into a sort of hibernation?
Well, it's that's a bit of an overstatement. It's not so much hibernation, simply reducing the brain temperature by only a couple of degrees centigrade from 37 to 35, and we believe, and there's good evidence to suggest, that that may have powerful effects on how well people can survive a stroke and how disabled they might be afterwards.
Why?
We're not sure why it works. We think there's probably two reasons. The first is that by reducing how much energy the brain actually needs and uses, that blood which is getting through can go that bit further. And the second thing is, we think that by cooling the brain, we are provoking rather primitive processes which exist within every cell in every animal, which have evolved to protect them from adverse environmental conditions. And by switching those processes on and piggybacking along on those, we hope that we're able to allow the brain cells to mount a defence until the body's own repair systems start to kick in.
How interesting. Is this connected with the fact that if you fall into a freezing lake or something, I'm assuming you don't drown, you might survive because your body goes into some sort of shutdown, and that we hear about those stories all the time, don't we?
It's the same process that we hope that we're able to exploit, although in not such an extreme way. One of my early experiences as a doctor in Edinburgh was treating a patient who'd done his heart had stopped beating for 3 or 4 hours, and his concern was he'd get a bit of tingling in his fingers for where they'd opened his chest to get his heart moving again, and he and I agreed that that was a pretty good outcome given the circumstances.
Right, I thought you'd have died if your brain stopped. So, what stage are we at with this? I mean,
So far, about 150, 160 patients around the world have already had this treatment tested in clinical trials, which is the gold standard way of knowing that these new treatments work or not. That's not enough to say with precision, with certainty, whether or not this works. So we've been putting together a collaboration, a network of scientists from around Europe to allow us to get enough patients to test over a fairly short period of time quite how good this is. The early signs are that it can really be quite powerfully effective. We estimate, on the basis of the information that we have, that perhaps 40,000 patients a year in Europe can be saved from the death and disability that often comes following stroke. And you know, for the patients that I look after that have a stroke, their major concern is that they might survive, but they might need help with washing and dressing and eating. And if we can stop 40,000 patients a year, that's 100 a day for ending up like that. That would be a substantial impact, I think, on what's a terrible disease.
Fascinating. Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Malcolm McLeod.